Fairfax's dramatic downsizing and News Corp's falling profits are proof enough that advertising spent in print media continues on its downward spiral. Established mastheads continue to fold, and those that do hang on are struggling to monetize online revenue streams. But LGBTI community newspapers are no exception, as Dean Beck reports.
3 weeks ago, Australia's longest-running community-owned LGBTI newspaper, The Star Observer, launched a crowdfunding campaign to keep it afloat. As the CEO and publisher of the 35-year-old publication explains, they were facing a perfect storm.
There's three factors which are coming into play at the same time. First, we recently relaunched The Star Observer as a magazine. We've moved from the traditional weekly newspaper to the monthly format. The cost in getting a new magazine up off the ground and running are significant. Now, at the same time, it's undoubtedly a tough advertising environment that we're in at the moment. And thirdly, there are some legal threats that we've been dealing with, some that are historical, been going for some time, some are more current, and some are ones that we're concerned about in the future.
There have been many wannabe media moguls and unscrupulous publishers who have capitalised on the LGBTI community and burnt it in the process. In the late 1990s, Mardi Gras dance parties were pulling 27,000 attendees, and Australia's eastern seaboard was able to sustain a vast array of LGBTI publications, with most capital cities printing two newspapers produced weekly. In May of 1999, ahead of its public float, the managing director of Satellite Group, Greg Fisher, said, "Australia's first national gay and lesbian media stable, launched today, marks a new respectability for gay commerce and the $10 billion annual spending power that comes with it." By September of that year, the Satellite Group would raise $25 million from its listing on the stock exchange. By July 2000, just 10 months later, the shares would be worthless and the money was gone. Greg Fisher would end up doing time in jail for dishonest use of Satellite's funds, and subsequently he would serve a non-parole period of 7 years and 4 months for being the principal in a drug ring which imported 277.5 grams of pure cocaine with a street value of $100,000. The collapse of Satellite has had a huge impact on the LGBTI community. Aside from the financial and community losses, the reputation of LGBTI community itself had been shattered and the pink bubble had well and truly burst. Sydney's LGBTI community should have been well informed about the affairs of Greg Fisher. However, history would show that during this period, the one independent community-owned publication, Sydney Star Observer, felt it was unable to expose the rorts for fear of being sued. They also feared any attack on the Satellite Group would lack credibility as they were in direct competition. More recently, Star Observer, the only LGBTI publication to have its circulation independently audited, found itself in a similar predicament as its competition, Evolution Publishing, came under pressure to justify its distribution and print runs of SX in Sydney and sister publications Melbourne's MCV and Pride in Brisbane. Most of Evolution Publishing's staff, journalists, advertisers, distribution outlets and readers were from the LGBTI community. But again, it's that community that found itself being ripped off. It wasn't long before Evolution Publishing would fold, and yet overnight, Evo Media emerged with the Melbourne and Sydney mastheads intact. The one independent publication that should have been able to inform the community failed to break the story, and only after Evolution Publishing's rubbery figures had appeared on Crikey and in the Australian newspaper did the LGBTI community's journal of record, The Star Observer, dare to print the issue. For 35 years, The Star Observer has done an excellent job at informing, inspiring, educating and uniting Australia's LGBTI community. 509 of them dug deep to keep the newspaper afloat, blowing their recent campaign to raise $75,000 out of the water and into the clouds, raising nearly $104,000. The newspaper's publishers insist it's to keep the high standard of journalism that the community has come to expect.
The money we receive is really going to help with the journalism, with the stories that we can cover over the next 12 months.
The Star Observer has gone from being a local weekly to a national weekly and now finds itself as a national monthly magazine with news daily online. Just what the LGBTI community gets next remains to be seen.
That's Dean Beck reporting from LGBTI community radio station and the Wire contributor Joy 94.9.